Okay, good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for joining on short notice. Today, Beis Hashem, we're going to learn Simen Shin Mem Hei Se'ifim Tes Zayin, Yud Zayin, and Yud Ches. This is page Kuf Tzadi Tes, Amud Aleph here in Simen Shin Mem Hei. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Gag HaBolit Al Mechitzos HaBayis, Binyan Shein Mechitzos HaBayis, Nikoros La'omid Al Gag. If the roof protrudes out over the walls of the house, like we have in most of our houses, where it's not just it doesn't come to a perfect square, the roof protrudes out so that when you're standing on the roof, you do not see the walls of the house, have a carmelis. Then the roof is a carmelis, even though the roof is more than 4x4 tfachim in length and width, and more than 10 tfachim off the ground. But if there's a window that opens up from the house, like a skylight, onto the roof, then the roof becomes a reshus hayachid, because the inside of the house is certainly a reshus hayachid. The roof would normally be a carmelis if the walls of the house don't connect to it. But if there's a window that connects it to the inside of the house, so then it becomes a Rishos HaYachid, because it is Chorei Rishos HaYachid. V'chein Zizin HaBoltim in HaKosel, V'yesh Mem Arba Al Arba. And also if you have ledges that protrude out from a wall that are 4x4 tefachim, avi karmelis, that is a karmelis. Elim kein chalon habayis pasuach lehem, unless the window of the house opens up into them, in which case they become chori rishos hayachid. Says the mishabura samach dalid, gag kein gag shalanu, like our roofs, habolet hatam demashnas hagag rishos hayachid ha'im shum damrin gudasik mechitzos hachtachonos lemaila v'nim sabayis mukov lemaila mi'arbat studin. The reason the roof of a square house is a rishos hayachid is because we view the walls of the house as if they continue to go straight up, and therefore they enclose the roof area as well. From an imaginary perspective, from a Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai perspective, they enclose the roof as well. But that only works if the mechitzos are recognizable when you're standing on the roof. But if the roof covers the mechitzos, lo shayich kudasik, then you cannot say kudasik mechitzos. And therefore, since it doesn't have mechitzos, so it cannot be a rishos hayachid. And therefore, vasal tatal of kiyum betoch arba amos kishar karmelis. So it becomes a karmelis where you're not allowed to carry more than 4 amos. Vafilu hu gavoa, and it doesn't matter how high the roof is. Vadisal kaman besiv yuches dein karmelis tofes rakad asara. And even though we say that a karmelis, the status of a karmelis only goes 10 tfachim off the ground level, ulamal mizavim makum patorin, anywhere more than 10 tfachim off the ground level of a karmelis has a status of makom patur, and we're going to learn that later today. Haynu dafke chashar karmelis maschelas mi makom anamuch min akarka. That's when the karmelis starts from the ground. Azamrinu shenu tovis avir rakad asar tvachim. Then the first 10 tvachim off the ground will be the karmelis. Aval kan de shem karmelis amach mashela mechitzos kasharish siyachin chal la shem karmelis afshavugoy yoser min measar min aretz. But over here, the whole reason the roof has a status of a karmelis is because the walls below don't connect to it, so it doesn't have any walls around it, and therefore the Shem Karmelis begins at the roof. But it would be obvious, therefore, that since the Shem Karmelis begins on the rooftop, it only goes 10 tfachim high, and then once you're more than 10 tfachim above the surface of the roof, then in a chinami, it's a makom patur. Vain Bel Yaraba, Shem Fakvik Rab Saka Shulchan Aruch, Chen Agrabi Biuri, Evi Mekam Rishon, and the Polygal Din Zev Savri, the Bekal Gavne Ein Shaykh Shem Karmelis Amal Me'asara. Happens to be the Biragra and others, the Al Yaraba disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch and holds that no, you're more than 10 Tfachim off the ground, it's not a Karmelis anymore. Vechen Linyin Zizan Amavor Lekameh, and the same is true when it comes to the protrusions out of the wall. Gamkein Daitim to Bekal. That it will not be called the Karmelis because it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, and even though the Aliyah Rabbah the Bir Agra agrees with those Rishonim that disagree with the Shulchan Aruch and say that once it's 10 tefachim off ground level, it cannot be a Karmelis anymore. Chalon pasuachlo, but we said if there's a window that opens up into the roof, lagag devshel ishtamish al gag derech sham, where you could use the roof by going through that window, through that skylight, l'chein nechshav kol agag kechari rishosiyachid, then the whole roof becomes like chori rishosiyachid, and therefore is an extension of the Rishos HaYachid. V'chein Zizin, Ratzalomar, Afshem Gavoim, Avshem Gavoim Lamalame Asara, even though these protrusions from the wall are more than 10 tvachim off the ground, Kivan Shein Aleim Mechitzo Svivam, since they're not surrounded by walls, Din Karmelis Aleim, they have a status of a Karmelis Vassal, and Yech Mirshus Ram Lechem Mirshus Yachar Aleim, and therefore you can't put anything from the Rishus Ram onto them or from the Rishus Yachar onto them, because it has a Chumra in both directions, since it's a Karmelis, unless there's a window from the house onto the Zizin. Pasuach Lehem does Nechshav Mazizim Kechor Rishus Yachar, because that would then give the Zizim the status of Chorei Rishos HaYachid. Sif Yud Zayin, Chorei Karmelis Einam K'Karmelis. The holes in the wall of a Karmelis are not a Karmelis. Elehem Nidorim Lufi Gavim V'Rachlam. They have to be judged independently based on their height and their width as far as what they are. Mishnah Brura Ayin, Chorei Karmelis Hainu Chorem Sheklape Karmelis. We're talking now about the holes in the wall that face the Karmelis. K'gon, Bayis HaSamach L'Bikah V'Yesh B'Ksala Chorna P'Such L'Bikah. Let's say you have a house that borders on a Bika, on a field, and there are holes in the wall on the field side of things. But those holes don't go all the way through to the Rosh Hashiachid side of things. Because if they went all the way through to the bias side of things, then they would be considered Chor Rosh Hashiachid, and they would have the status of Rosh Hashiachid. So what do we do with the Chorei Karmelis? We judge them based on their own height and their own width. Hainu, de'imr chavim arba'al arba'av agavim mishol shtvach ma'adasara. Then if they're 4x4 tefachim and their height is between 3 and 10 tefachim, then havi karmelis. Then it actually is a karmelis. Vim lo, but if it's less than 4x4 tefachim, let's say, havi makam p'tur, then it's a makam p'tur. V'afilu in gvod menaretz l'malame asara. And even if they're more than 10 tefachim off the ground, v'kol zeka shagavin shlosha. And that's only if they're at least a minimum of 3 tefachim off the ground. Av l'pabach mishlosha av shein bar arba l'arba yesham din karmelis t'chashuvim k'karcha asamuchlen u'ketel b'sif yud gimel agavir rishos rabim. But anything that's within 3 tefachim of the ground is the ground, so wherever you are. Meaning, if you have something within 3 tefachim of the ground in a Rishus Rabim, it's a Rishus Rabim. In this case, you have something within 3 tefachim of the ground in a Karmelis, so that's a Karmelis. So even though Chorei Karmelis are not a Karmelis, but when it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, it's as if it's the floor of the Karmelis itself. And Sif Yulches, Geder Karmelis, the Geder of a Karmelis. Now we're in Hilchas Erevin over here, so when you see the word Geder, you think fencing, walls, this, that. Over here, that's not what it means. Over here, it means like the halachic category, the geder, the halachic category called a karmelis, and Mishabura right away tells us that because he knows you're going to get confused by this. So Mishabura Sivkat Ayin Bey says, geder karmelis rotzlomer, klal din karmelis, the halachic category called a karmelis. So we're just going to define a karmelis right now. Shaloye pachs me arba al arba, it can't be any less than 4x4 tvachim in length and width. Veina tofeses ela adasara, and it only is chal on the first 10 tvachim off the ground. Once you're more than 10 tefachim off the ground of a Karmelis, you're in Makom Petur land. The Yamim Unuchalim, when you have seas and streams, Mimaya Mashchinan, you can draw from the water. We measure from the surface of the water. Hilkach Hanotel Mehem Al Pnei Amayim Adasar Ba'Avir Havi Karmelis. So if you take from them, from something that's floating on the surface of the water, up until 10 tefachim above the surface of the water, that's all karmelis. But more than 10 tefachim off the top surface of the water is a makom p'tur. Rama, bor ha'omed b'karmelis, if you have a bor that is in a karmelis, afilu amok mea ama have a karmelis. Depth-wise, it could even be 100 amos deep and it's still a karmelis. Height-wise, it only goes up to 10 tefachim off the ground. But if you have a karmelis area, you have a field that is a karmelis, let's say, and then there's a hole in the ground, no matter how deep that hole is, it is a karmelis. Elim kenu rachav arba al arba, unless it's 4x4 tefachim wide, dein makom p'tur b'karmelis k'moshen zvar b'samach. And if it's 4x4 tefachim wide, then it's a rishus hayachid. But if it was less than 4x4 tefachim wide, what it should have been would have been a makom p'tur. But you can't have a makom p'tur inside of a karmelis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Ayin Beis, geder karmelis, with some kaldin karmelis, we saw already. Shaloye veinu tofeses, so we said that it has to be something that's at least 4x4 tfachim, and it's only within the first 10 tfachim off the ground. And we give the kulas of Rishas Rabim and the kulas of Rishas Yachin. Mikulah Rishas Rabim deinu tofeses al adasar tfachim. It has a kula of Rishas Rabim in the sense that the status of Carmelis only goes for the first 10 tfachim, unlike a Rishas Yachin, which goes all the way out of the Rakia. Ukadel besif yud beis. V'lavi k'Rishas Yachin dola ad l'Rakia k'del besif. Hey, it's not like Rishas Yachin that goes all the way to the sky. Umikulah Rishas, but it also has some of the leniencies of Rishus Yachid to lo yepachs me arba tvachim al arba tvachim, that it requires a minimum space of 4x4 tvachim with levels of base. The moment machzik pachs mizav in makom tour k'del kamei b'sif yotas. If it's less than that, then it would be a makom tour. Ulam malamei asara, anything more than 10 tvachim off the ground of a carmelis has the status of a makom tour. But salomer shema amura yirachav arba al arba upachs me asara begova sheish levdin carmelis. If let's say you have something that is 4x4 tvachim wide and long, and it's less than 10 tvachim off the ground, so it has a din karmelis, v'kolat mina avir shalav l'mala me'asara, and you grab something from the airspace above it that's more than 10 tvachim off the ground, whatever you take from the airspace more than 10 tvachim off the ground, you can bring out into Rishus HaRabim or to a Rishus HaYachid, darei kolat mimakom p'tur, because you are being kolate from a makom p'tur. V'cheinim na'atz kana b'rosh ha'amud. And similarly, if you were to stick a pole on the top of that pillar, and therefore the top of that pole is more than 10 tvachim off the ground, or off the top of the amud, havinami makom p'tur, that's also makom p'tur. Umutu likach min Rishus Ram, Rishus Yachal, and Yachalav, so you could take anything from Rishus Ram or Rishus Yachal and put it on it. Mimayim ashchinan, from the surface of the water, ratzalom, Rishayin modidin asar tvachim mikarkos, hayam el misfas, hamayim el maila. When we say that a body of water is a carmelis, we measure the 10 tvachim not from the ground of the water, not from the you know, the dirt on the ground of the river, but from the water surface, from the top surface of the water. Havi karmelis vasul tzaltan sham arba amos v'chein lotziyam yisham l'rishus yach l'rishus ram. And anything that's a karmelis has all the chumras midrabanan of both rishus yach and rishus ram. In that, you're not allowed to carry 4 amos in it. You're not allowed to take from rishus yach to it or vice versa, or from rishus rabim to it or vice versa. L'malame asara ratzalomar. If you want to skim off some water from the top of a river that has the status of a carmelis and move that water 4 amos more than 10 tvachim off of the surface of the water, that's mutter, because once you're more than 10 tvachim above the surface of the water, you're in a makom p'tur. Ha'omid b'karmelis, diluaya omid b'rishus rabim, had you had a bar that was in a rishus rabim, if it were less than 4x4 tefachim width and length, it would be considered a makom p'tur. But since it's in a carmelis, even if it's 100 amos deep, it's still a carmelis. V'gam rachuv pachos me'arba al arba, provided that it's less than 4x4 tefachim wide. V'atam that we're going to see that that the makom p'tur cannot be a makom p'tur that is inside of a carmelis. It becomes batel to the carmelis and becomes part of the carmelis. When we say that a carmelis has to be at least 4x4 tefachim in length and width, that means a carmelis that's located in Rosh Hasharabim. Diloy omid b'carmelis, because if it's a carmelis located inside of another carmelis, like this bar that's inside of a carmelis, afilu pachas me'arba al arba gam ken shem carmelis alei, it would be called a carmelis even if it's less than 4x4 tefachim. Dematza min esmino ubata legabe. That this is a concept that we have in like Yoredeya. And matza min esmino. That a carmelis really is a makom p'tur on a daraisa level, right? So when you have a makom p'tur that is adjacent to a carmelis, they're similar enough to each other that they must have the same halachic status. So we just give the makom p'tur the halachic status of a carmelis. Elam kein rachav arba al arba, unless it's 4x4 tvachim, does have rishus yachid. If you have a bar inside of a carmelis that's more than 10 tvachim deep and more than 4x4 tvachim wide and long, then it's just a rishus yachid, obviously, and would not have the status of a Carmelist. So to review what we learned today, first of all, in Sifta Zayin, we said that if you have a rooftop that protrudes beyond the walls of the house beneath it, it has the status of a Carmelist, and unless there's a skylight that opens up into it from the house, in which case it would become Chori Rishos HaYachid. But we had two opinions as to whether the 10 Tfachim are measured, I mean the first 10 Tfachim, which have the status of a Carmelist, are measured from the surface of the roof or from the ground. The Shulchan Aruch seems to assume from the surface of the roof, but the Gra and many others think it should be measured from the ground. In Sifrei Zayin we said that Chorei Carmelists are not a Carmelist. You just have to look at how wide and whatever and just measure them for what they are. So if they're within 3 tefachim of the ground, they are a Carmelist. If they're between 3 and 10 tefachim of the from the ground, and they're less than 4x4 tefachim, then they're a makom. Then they are a makom p'tur. If they're more than 10 tefachim off the ground, and they're 4x4 tefachim, then they would be rishus yachid. You have to look at it based on what it is. Siv Yulchas, we said that the halachic definition of Carmelis is that it needs to be at least 4x4 tefachim, and only the first 10 tefachim off the ground have a status of a Carmelis. Beyond that is a makom p'tur. And when it comes to a body of water, we measure the 10 tefachim off the ground from the top surface of the water. And then the Ramad said that if you have a bor inside of a Carmelis, so if it's 4x4 tefachim, then it's very deep, it's a rishos hayachid. But if it's less than 4x4 tefachim, no matter how deep it is not a makom p'tur, it's a Carmelis. Because a makom p'tur cannot exist inside of a Carmelis, since matzah min es mino, and it takes on the same status as one another. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with the last si'if in Shin Mem Hei, and the first si'if in Shin Mem Vav. Everyone have a wonderful day. A Freilich and Chanukah.